You always seem to be calm and have everything under control, but obviously everything's not always that way. Like, we went to speak with the president of the World Bank, Jim Kim. We were all pretty nervous. We were waiting for him to come in, and one student in our group got sick, actually.
Can you define got sick?
So he threw up sort of everywhere, like in the conference room, in the hallway, right before we.
Yeah, as we were leaving, they were still cleaning it up.
Yeah. So he left, and then Jim Kim came in, and we all acted like nothing was going on. But you always seem to have everything like under control and ready to tackle anything. So is that always the case, or are you secretly sort of freaking out inside?
No, that was actually a real freak out moment, right? So we're hanging out with the president of the World Bank, and I was like, oh my God, these guys are never going to invite us back. I was totally freaked out. But I think you have to kind of project an image of, you know, quiet or calm. So I feel like this job is so rewarding. Like, I don't know another job that's as rewarding as this when it goes well. But I also feel like it's really stressful to do big stuff. It requires you sometimes to get 4 hours of sleep and to send 30 letters and 6 follow-up emails. So It cracks me up that you said that. I wouldn't have thought you thought that.
Why do you think it's important for people to be, you know, teachers instead of like going into the field of global health? Because I feel like that would almost be easier and you definitely make more money doing it. So how do you get people to want to be teachers?
For me, like, I freak out when I see blood, right? Like, I mean, I would be of no help to anybody in a hospital, but I really like to teach. And so I think all the time it's hard to evaluate your impact. So when I saw you as freshmen, I know you would have said like, oh, if we just build a clinic, they'll make the world so much better. And now you're like, well, if we build a clinic and then there's a civil war, nothing happened. And so you can think structurally, but you can also think with empathy. And, you know, I'm not going to cry, that's for sure. But I would say, like, it is profoundly moving. There are days when I go home and I do cry. And sometimes I cry because I'm overwhelmed, but sometimes I cry because I'm so moved. Because I wasn't that student in high school, and yet I'm blessed to work with so many students like that today.
I don't think I will ever be able to really put into words like how much you really have taught me and kind of opened my eyes to everything that's out there. I've learned a lot, and I know I will definitely be carrying all that knowledge with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, same along the same lines as Maddie. Through your class, I found something that I actually really care about. So the fact that I know now in high school is amazing, and it's, you know, thanks to you, so.
You don't let go of something, and I really admire that. And here's the one thing I would say. If you go out into the world and you just start kicking butt and you're like the president, you better Skype with us and you better let us visit you. And if you don't, I'm going to just say all sorts of bad, untrue things about you because you better do it.